Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the heartland of America, welcome to BEL Radio, Radio for the Growing Leader, with your host, David Porter. David is an attorney who has been coaching business leaders for nearly two decades to become more proactive and effective in their work. As president and chief creative officer of Bullseye Leadership, David helps overwhelmed managers transform into bullseye leaders, leaders who do more with more, more focus, more passion, and more results. BEL Radio brings you a growing leader, high-powered, cutting-edge leadership strategies that you can take back and use in your work. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy BEL Radio. And here's your host, David Porter.
Welcome to BEL Radio for this Tuesday, June the 30th, 2009. It's a beautiful day here in the heartland, and I'm your host, David Porter. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you with us as we talk about the strategic reach of leadership. As you know, BEL Radio is radio for the growing leader like you, and today it is no exception. We have a wonderful show for you, and we are privileged to have with us today Patty Draglin on BEL Radio. Patty is a strategist and mentor in leadership development, leadership mentoring, customer service, plans of action, and facilitation. She is the creator of 14 Weeks of Managers Making the Mark and In the Lead Seat one-on-one leadership training programs for new and existing managers. Her blog was included in the 101 Women Bloggers to watch in 2009 by We Magazine for Women. She speaks at various business and women events and works in corporate and small business settings and with individuals to help them kick it up a notch in their role as leaders. She has developed a customer service scorecard used to evaluate businesses in the area of customer service as a secret customer, helping them improve the customer experience. Her philosophy about leadership is that it exists at every single level and doesn't only live in the CEO seat. Every individual owns personal responsibility for leadership actions regardless of the spot in the hierarchy to which they are assigned, and every action a leader takes or does not take directly influences the customer. Patty writes articles for AskNancy.ca, has been a guest blogger for Women on Business, and her blog is also mentioned in All Business, a site dedicated to business blogs. Speaker, presenter, teacher, mentor, Patty and her company provide lunch and learn and full training sessions for companies and employees to better understand the role of leadership as it pertains to employees, customer service, productivity, social media, and being impeccable with your word. Patty Draglin, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, David. Thank you very much for the wonderful introduction.
Well, I have done a lot of research around what it is you do, and when I was putting together an event today around the strategic reach of leadership, you were the only person that was on my short list to talk to, so I am really glad you're with us.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you.
Now, Patty, I do know from our discussions together, you haven't really taken the, what one would look at and say, a very traditional path to becoming what I see as one of the premier service providers in the leadership area, and in fact, a leadership diva. So tell us a little bit about your background and your journey to today.
Oh, well, my background isn't traditional. No, I didn't start out in leadership. I actually am a little bit equally right-brained and left-brained. I like the technical as well as the creative. I'm very much a logical and common sense person that approaches both of those things with creativity. As a result, I found myself many, many years ago starting out in an IT role of sorts with a telephone company, and then when I had children, moved into a different area of the world, and that was working with children with disabilities in order to maintain my opportunity to, you know, have a flexible schedule that worked with my kids. I worked in the school system with children with disabilities for about 7 years, which was fabulous because I worked primarily with children with behavior issues. There's a lot you learn when you are studying behaviors that translate from a person in a grown-up suit to a person in a small suit. Doesn't matter the size of the clothes, behavior's behavior. And then worked for a while in that industry and found myself being drawn again to IT. So I went into the IT, back into IT, and began working eventually for a company that was doing international work with a presence in 40 countries. So had a chance to travel, spent some time in Turkey, some time in Egypt, and absolutely loved what I was doing in that role. All of the roles, though, somehow always came back to it's about the people, and everything you're doing is about the people. While I was working with this organization, I found myself taking on a really incredible role in the last couple of years and decided to give it 2 years and reevaluate it. And when I did so, the reevaluation I did actually looked like a business. So I took a huge leap, and here I am back in the people world.
Well, fantastic. Now, you talked a little bit about your international experience. I know from our conversations that when you were in your international part of your journey, you were, I think what you called it, is a real-time deployment leader on multimillion-dollar IT installations. And so in our discussions, one of the things that I've gotten out of those is that you really served the role of both leader and manager, not only the visionary kind of person, but also the person that once the vision is established has to make sure that vision is executed on. So from that sort of dual role, which very often doesn't exist for folks, and you talked about both sides of your brain being very active for you, how has that shaped your core leadership values that you now serve your clients with?
Well, you know, that role was very exciting for me. I had an opportunity to lead a group of folks that were installing major infrastructure control systems across our little planet. And it's really fascinating because you end up, when you're not working within the North American understanding of what our culture is and what business looks like, it's really fabulous to enter into all kinds of different cultures. But it doesn't matter what the language or the culture or where you are, it always boils down to one thing. So I guess the core leadership value I've learned would be that regardless of the many, many, many lessons in leadership, the one lesson that is the most important is it's all about the people. You know, your job as leader isn't about you. It's about developing people, serving the people your people serve, serving the company, making sure you're true and your integrity is toward the product. Your job is to do what's best for all of those before you even get a chance to start working on your career, because a good leader, when they do focus on those things, has a career that is already enhanced, and it follows you from there.
Wow, that's great stuff. Certainly, you said, you know, several times in that answer, one of the words that I really resonate with when it comes to leadership, and that is serving. And that while a lot of times folks look at leadership as I'm on top of the pyramid here, what really is the case is that when you're a leader, you're really the servant. And so I'm so glad to hear you say that. You talked about in your path that when you launched your business, Strategic Sense Incorporated, that was a huge shift for you professionally. How you said that you were going to reevaluate your job after 2 years, and when you did, all of a sudden a business model sort of came up in your analysis. How does that shift happen in your path?
you know, when someone takes a complete 180 degree turn, or even if they take several in their lives, they always do so utilizing some core parts of who they are. And when they make those decisions, they focus on that. I had a wonderful boss who, when I said, okay, I'm taking a couple weeks off and I'm going to reevaluate if I, you know, if this is going where I want it to go, or if I have the power even to make this challenge I took on the last 2 years go where I'd like to see it go. And so we sat down, we had a nice talk, and she said, you know, before you leave here, I want you to maybe take on a challenge from me. I said, sure. She said, could you write down everything you love about everything you have ever done? And I don't mean what you're good at, because sometimes they're different. Sit down and write down what you truly love about everything you have done. And if, after doing so, you don't want to take on this challenge, let's take a look at that as a group, and, you know, you and I together, and possibly some of the other management team, and let's see if you see something else in the company that would actually match what you're saying you love to do. So I went home and I did that. I made my list, and I worked really hard on that list, and when I held it up in front of me, it really was a business. Everything I wrote down was based on what I would like to do is about helping people lead people, teaching people how their productivity, their business, their customer service, their product is all enhanced by what they do with the people. So I took a look at that and went back to work after my 2 weeks off, and I said, oh, you are going to be so sorry you asked me to do this exercise. She was great. I got a lot of support. She really, truly was fabulous in terms of understanding and recognizing that the step I was taking really was something I needed to do. No matter what you do in your life, if you love to work with people, it's going to shine through, and that absolutely has in everything I've ever done.
Well, it sounds like you were one of the fortunate ones that ran across and were led by somebody of true integrity and character, and that you have to feel very fortunate for having been put in that position.
You know, I've been so lucky all of my life that I've had quite a few of those, quite a few.
Now, I want to really sort of jump right into the middle of what I know is your core value in what you do for your customers and clients, and that is this whole idea of the strategic reach of leadership. And as you and I talked before today, you know, one of the things that I think leaders often do is they define their role exclusively as one between themselves and the people that they lead. They're what many will call their team. And in you and I's conversations, one of the things that really jumped out at me was you really see a broader linkage for leaders, more than just a linkage between them and their team. You really see a broader linkage reaching all the way to that front line, that customer that's standing at the counter. I mean, how do you get folks to buy into that different paradigm, and what is their reaction when you sort of give them when you paint with a little broader brush than they have in their career?
True leaders are people who understand the effect of their leadership and that it's directly related to the bottom line. That bottom line is fed by your customer. Without a customer, you don't have a bottom line. Let's be real here. No one is in business for their health. If you aren't making money, you've got a hobby. What a lot of leaders fail to understand is the direct correlation between their leadership and their customer response, or the response they're receiving from their customers. If they're not making sales, then their customer is not receiving something. So it's not as hard to get, you know, to that place as some might think. It's that you have to change and shift your focus a bit, and it's not easy because you'll have shareholder demands, detailed reporting, exceptionally deep pressure to succeed at an executive level. And often that creates a real clear disconnect between the leader and the people at all levels of the organization. So really the message is, if you're trying to do business, that you have a few really important steps to take. Your customer is not there because you're a real good-looking guy. Your customer is there because your customer truly wants an experience based on your service or your product. And all great leaders know that the only way they can give a truly great experience is if they take their core vision, values, and mission of the company and make it easily understood and shared within the organization all the way down to even the person who loads the paper and the copier. And that person is living it, understanding it, and sharing it, that is going to reach the customer.
Well, that's fantastic stuff, Patty. I want to cover two quick points here, and then I really want to talk about your two programs that you've developed, one for new leaders and one for existing leaders. But the two things I want to cover really quickly are, one, you have a real core belief in bringing play, quote-unquote play, back into work. Now, with all the demands and all the shareholder expectations, how do you then meld into your strategy the idea of bringing play back into work?
Well, there's a myriad of ways you can bring play back in, and it doesn't have to be as big as you think. You don't need large, big, expensive team-building, you know, groups of people to run out one day a year and play paintball. Play can be incorporated in every day. Say you've got a decision that you need to make as to who's going to take something on, and you're not really sure who to do it. Anyone is qualified in a group of three or four people. Pull out the Nerf darts, put them up on the wall, and let's challenge for it. You know, there are ways of bringing in play into your everyday. Have a meeting and buy some paper jumpsuits. Take notes on the jumpsuits. Person takes their jumpsuit back. You've got an opportunity to have shared notes in a fun way, fast, without sitting at a desk fighting for each other's BlackBerry time.
Well, I love it. I love that the paper suit, and love the Nerf darts, and I will have to go invest in a set of Nerf darts, I think, right after we're done here. So, so that's the first one. The second one I want to talk very quickly about is strength-based leadership, and that sounds, unfortunately, it sounds like common sense, but I know from my work that sometimes common sense isn't all that common. Tell me how that plays into what it is you do with your clients and customers.
Well, managers and leaders take their job really, really seriously. And so, you know, with furrowed brow, they look very carefully at every job description, and they analyze everything they need out of a person. And what they wind up doing is getting stuck into believing that every item on the job description must be taken care of by every single person. So reality shows us that some are good at one thing, some are good at another. So you create a shift within the team based on team need as opposed to individual job description. Hire and evaluate based on team requirements. So you don't stop a technical genius from doing the things they're really fabulous at, those strengths that really make them a valued player on your team because they might not like to do a little documentation. You find someone else on the team that they can team up with and mentor in the technical arena and have that other person handle some of the documentation for them. It's not rocket science, but it is a juggle, and it does take a little bit of time.
So am I hearing that basically, did I hear you correctly, that your vision in this arena would be that a leader would look at their team and be able to identify sort of a quantity or a number of qualities and deliverables and outcomes that need to take place from that team as a whole, and then plug people into delivering those things based upon their strengths?
That is dead on, absolutely. Because if you take that approach, you have an opportunity to allow people to shine. The whole idea of strengths-based leadership is to take what a person shines at and build it so that it can support your company. That's why you hired them, because they're very, very good at something. You always try really hard to give them a reason, your people, a reason to feel valued, and they're going to feel valued if they're doing what they absolutely love to do, and you are, you know, challenging them, and you're giving them a celebration around what they're good at.
Fantastic stuff. Now, I want to get to the stuff that that you do, the specific programming that you do, which I just find fascinating and just off the charts. And the first one I want you to give us a flavor of is the 14 Weeks of Managers Making the Mark. Tell us about that program.
14 Weeks of Managers Making the Mark was truly developed, to be honest with you, based on my own experience first coming up as a manager and what happens when you have been in the ranks and then how that changes when you move into a management position. When you've been given a title, suddenly the whole world changes around you. You move from having friends to having coworkers you're leading, and they see this as a significant change in who you are in relationship to them. So a new leadership role is really overwhelming. Typically, a new manager is given that title of manager because they're brought up through the company through technical acumen, but they're not given a lot of training in learning how to support and develop others. The idea around 14 Weeks of Managers Making the Mark is to build strategies and alignment with both the manager, the boss, the employees, through working one-on-one with that leader manager, and to help them build the best team ever while focusing on the intangibles that are rarely measured.
So this program is not simply sitting down with that new manager and teaching them something. This is a collaborative effort between the new leader, that new leader's boss, and potentially members of, if not their entire team, that they're going to be leading. Am I hearing you right?
In a manner of speaking, yes. You work with that leader, that new manager, that new leader, and work with him to help him build that. Now, you don't want to take away any of his authority or any of his ability to really be the person in that seat. So you don't walk in and manage the other people around them for them. But what you do is you teach them through one-on-one on how to align expectations with their boss and find out exactly what those expectations they are supposed to meet are, then to define for the team what expectations are required of them and what they expect of you as a leader, and then pull all three into alignment so that you have a team that's doing not only what the executive hopes that team can do, but also you're meeting the needs of the people within the team.
Fantastic. So that would be that program, the 14 Weeks program, would be a bridge program for someone who is making the transition from what I call a worker bee to being a leader bee. Now, I know you have a second program called In the Lead Seat where you help folks make transition when they're already in a leadership position and helping them grow in that role. So tell us a little bit about In the Lead Seat.
Oh, this is another fun one that I just absolutely love to do. These folks are seasoned, the people that I work with in this program. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They've been in a leadership role for a little while. They also know that they have challenges, and whether it's based on personalities within the team, themselves, the organization, the culture, whatever it might be, there are times where every leader wants to develop their leadership in a way of kicking it up a notch. So I work with leaders to help them, you know, still continually building that alignment between the company and boss expectations, the team expectations, and the individual expectations, and aligning it so that productivity moves forward. But it's done in a different way. These folks know stuff. You know,
right.
they've been leading for a while, so
right.
they don't need me to tell them who they are as a leader. What, you know, they don't need me to come in and do any of that. What they need is someone who can bring them strategies and techniques and ideas that they've either not thought of or haven't yet, implemented or don't know how to implement, and bring those strategies and techniques in for them to kick it up a notch. These are leaders who care about their leadership and know without a question of a doubt that there's a lot to learn and there's always room to move.
Well, that sounds like, another fabulous program, so much in need for folks as the workplace continues to ebb and flow from day to day and year to year. So, again, that's fabulous. And Patty, I know that you're always on the go and running 100 miles an hour. You know, what... Do you have any current events or things that folks could plug into to learn more about you and about your company?
Well, I'll be announcing some events in the next month or so, but I don't have anything available here today for you. Because summer is coming, I don't know if you know anything about Calgary, Canada. We have the big stampede here. The city shuts down for 2 weeks, and so it slows down a little bit in July, which is wonderful because I get a chance to take a slight breath. But the things that I really would like people to know about are the different programs that I'm putting together in terms of customer service and teaching leaders how to get down to that level. I'm also working on doing some writing over the summer, which is such a wonderful experience for me. I'm putting a book together, and I plan to have it available in 2010. It has a number of veins running through it based on leadership development, self-development or reinvention, developing your team. I guess the focus is lessons I've learned in a lifetime of loving and supporting people in both my work environment and personal world. So it's all about relationships.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting, and I did know about the Calgary Stampede, and that is a pretty neat event that goes on up in your neck of the woods. If folks want to stay in touch with you, get in touch with you, follow along and be available when you are ready to announce some of your new programming, how would folks do that?
There are so many ways to get a hold of us. You can find us on Twitter. We are www.twitter.com/strategicsense. You can always find us on Facebook if you do a search for Strategic Sense. You'll also be able to go right to our website. That website is www.strategicsenseinc.com. And you can click on our blog at the website, or you can find us at strategicsenseinc.wordpress.com. So we're all over the place.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'll tell you what, Patty, I would have, I think we're going to have to get back together on BEL Radio. We're going to have to continue this conversation. We're going to have to talk a lot more detail around the bridge from worker B to leader B, and people. So if I call, can I look to schedule you to come back and talk a little more about all you do?
Absolutely. Always happy to connect with you, David. You bet. Thank you so much.
Well, I think we had a little technical difficulty and probably lost Patty. Let me just say how great it was to have her on the show today. Technology is a wonderful thing until sometimes you get a little glitch. So let me again thank Patty for spending time. I can tell you she is one busy individual, and so to spend a few minutes with us today, we are certainly grateful for that. Again, remember, if you want to get a hold of Patty, you can reach her at www.strategicsenseinc.com. Strategic Sense can also be searched on Twitter and on Facebook. Next week on BEL Radio, we're going to talk about how the federal stimulus package may have creative opportunities for your business that you are not aware of. Plus, we're going to talk about privacy and security of electronic information. And joining us next week will be Mark Cohn. Mark is a principal with Integrity Solutions Group. He has a deep understanding of the current federal stimulus package and the opportunities presented to small businesses. Additionally, he'll discuss IT privacy and security. So join us next Tuesday, July 7, for BEL Radio, Radio for the Growing Leader. I'm your host, David Porter. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. It's been great to have you with us. Join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central at www.bullseyeleaderradio.com. If you have questions about today's show or how we can support your work, email info@bullseyeleadership.com or visit our website at www.bullseyeleadership.com. Until next time, as David says, here's to you, finding your target and hitting your bullseye. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.